Visiting today with Jonna Squire. She's the Ag Business Coordinator at Mid-America Technology Center. And you guys are doing something pretty special. So kind of tell us a little bit about it.
We were really excited because we had the opportunity to actually reach out and be involved with the Specialty Crops Grant that actually flows federally through Department of Agriculture, Food and Forestry. And luckily for us, we have a couple of partners, and one of those partners was the Norman Farmers Market, and Kate Cooper's the manager. And we'd been discussing how could we help local producers kind of fast track or maybe look at diversifying their actual production offerings. And so one of those ways was we had seen during COVID a real uptake in terms of at the market and people looking for other opportunities to capitalize on selling local. And so as we were discussing that, we kind of realized that we had a lot of great producers, but we had a lot of new people wanting to get into production agriculture and specifically specialty crops. And one of those things that we saw a need for was training and education. And so we decided that we would work together on a proposal. And what it is 40 producers will be selected to participate in 4 different training opportunities that are through an online platform. And essentially, those offerings will go through a 2-year period, and we will vet those people through an application, a business plan, and an interview. And those individuals will be selected, and they will participate in the training. And what happens is kind of weekly, we're going to kind of Zoom and touch base with them on how's the training going, do they understand connections with local resources, other mentors that could be producers in the state that may be doing those specific crops. And so we kind of hope that we can kind of work with them individually as well as a group, but also allow anybody from across the state the opportunity to take the training. And what's unique about the training too is it's supported and it's ongoing. They constantly update, add more modules, videos, chat rooms, and other resources to help those individuals be successful. So we really feel like it'll be a great opportunity for Oklahoma producers to ramp up their production in specialty crops.
So when you were kind of talking to producers about their specialty crops, what did you find most folks were wanting to do?
You know, I think that's the challenge on part of that was, I mean, all of them had there was a variety of interest. We saw anything from herbs to cut flowers to maybe more value-added products. In other words, actually taking, you know, rather than just the strawberries and we offer them fresh, can we take them into jams, jellies? Can we take them into salsas? And how do we extend that shelf life and that opportunity? So those are kind of some of the areas that we heard from. I felt like we also heard a lot on more of the, I'm going to say, some of the winter crops that we don't hear as much about. And also, again, extending their actual growing season if they went ahead and had done some of the high tunnels and, you know, especially if they partnered with the high tunnel grants through NRCS, a lot of them were saying, you know, what other things can I be growing in the winter or the fall that maybe I haven't been doing, and where's a market or who would be buying these items if farmers market, you know, because typically our farmers markets kind of end in October.
Right.
So the challenge we were trying to figure out was, well, how do we move them forward to other opportunities? So again, value added, and we're seeing that whether that's canned and manufactured products, but we're also seeing, you know, freeze-dried items. We're seeing a lot more too, you know, the heat and serve meals, and we're seeing people, you know, some great producers in the state have kind of, I feel like, modeled Brahms in a way in terms of a little more, you know, being vertically integrated. Crow's Market and Farms there in Shawnee does a great job now. They've added a kitchen, a co-packing capability. They're really, you know, they're ramping up to where they're doing meals, you know, they're taking all those products rather than just selling them fresh. They're finding other opportunities to move them into value-added products to consumers. And they've established a year-round market. And I think that's what we're trying to do is, you know, with high inputs on everything right now for producers, you know, getting the most for their dollar and connecting them directly to the consumer is probably one of our bigger goals too with the project, because we really feel like that's where they can maximize their potentials and get their highest return on their investments. And so that's kind of the unique part of the partnership that I think is kind of cool. We bring the educational facet to it along with maybe some other resources here in terms of small business coordinator training, you know, ag business training. But the farmers market's going to, you know, Kate's going to bring a little more and remind us on the retail market, but, you know, how do we help them to go beyond just a farmers market? And the goal initially is, you know, it's production, it's consumption of for themselves. So as producers, yes, they can consume it. And then the ultimate goal is how do we provide more local food for consumers in the state of Oklahoma?
Yeah, because I feel like we've got so many great, like even made in Oklahoma producers, but sometimes when you're growing or making these awesome things, you don't necessarily know how to get it out there or how to let other people know about it.
Right, right. And that is always, you know, that is the challenge of connecting them to individuals. And I think, too, part of the challenge is producers typically where, you know, if they're really good at production, they don't always feel like they're the great at marketing, or they don't want to necessarily right. be the one that goes to the farmer's market because you're tired from, you know, harvesting and taking care of that crop. And so it is challenging in terms of, you know, they're trying to wear a lot of different hats. And if they're successful in production, you know, maybe they haven't had the opportunity to ramp up their marketing or to make those connections with resources. And that's kind of where we hope that we can, the mentoring that can happen, the modeling with other producers in the state. And that's the one thing I do love about agriculture. And a lot of people sometimes are like, oh, they won't share with you or they won't help you. And I'm like, yes, they will. They
Absolutely.
Really will. Because at the end of the, yeah, because that's where we learn. And that's where we, when we're having our downtime, which, you know, right now in terms of drought and other things that are happening, we need some other mental lift up in the community and the support from each other. And so I think that that fellowship, as well as that mentoring, as well as that just connections with resources and a support team or maybe a cheerleading team. And so any of those things that we can pull together to make the connection to the consumer easier, better, and more productive for the producers, then I feel like that it's a win for all of us.
Absolutely.
And so I kind of think that, you know, for some of us, we've been in more large-scale production, and so then when we try to work with people that maybe are on a smaller scale, I think sometimes those individuals feel left out, or they're kind of like, you know, I'm not in a large commodity group. I don't have as many resources if I'm growing lettuce, you know, or they don't think they do, but yet they're out there. You know, it's just, maybe it's just not as front and center compared to some of our other very strong traditional commodity groups in the state of Oklahoma. So you have to work with trying to help them to, I kind of feel like this is part of the program too. We are asking them to submit a business plan. We are going to help them to kind of even tweak that even more and say, you know, where are some holes here? How do we help you to connect? Is it the marketing? Is it the financial? Is it, what is it that we can kind of help to guide you so that we can help to push you in the positive direction that you need to go? And so, I think getting them in some of the training opportunities is going to help. I think being involved with other ag producers is always beneficial. And I think us connecting to the other part of our team is, we've got extension personnel with our local agriculture agents, home economists, any of those individuals are part of our team in a sense. Some of those will be guest speakers. We've, NRCS is another group that will be a part of some of this as we expose people to some of their offerings that they have available. I guess the biggest thing, too, is we want them to know that, you know, you're not alone and there are ways to make money in agriculture. And sometimes it is more challenging and it's not the typical. I mean, I grew up, Dad was an ag teacher, but we had cattle, pigs, sheep, whatever. And there were very traditional ways that you went about marketing your products. But, you know, in the last couple of years, we've looked at some things differently, even with our own family in terms of production of beef. And we started going direct to the consumer. My dad had always kind of done that a little bit, but we've seen that, you know, if we can capture more of the dollar from start to finish, it is more profitable. which definitely helps us, you know, and then it kind of, it is uplifting rather than to be in, you know, not being prosperous and trying to figure out what, why you're doing this. And I think the other thing about agriculture that's kind of unique, and, you know, there's, it is stressful, but at the same time, I feel like we are some of the strongest, hardest working. We must love challenges because the things we get to deal with all the time are just pretty phenomenal that, I mean, I really think that people, they strive on that. And the crazy thing is, you know, when you have success within that industry, it's just, it's unbelievable. And then the type of therapy or the type of things that come back to you and knowing that you're taking care of the land besides just feeding your neighbor and the people in our state, you know, there's therapy to be said for, you know, humanely, we're just like I told you, we had twins this week. Well, yes. You know, it's sometimes it's tough to raise them in July when
absolutely.
It's 15 degrees. And so, you know, you have to make management decisions that reflect what's going on with the environment. And sometimes they're not easy. You know, we're saying, well, we're going to try to bottle feed this one so that we can save that one and, you know, give the cow a chance to recover. And so, you know, we're always, I feel like, trying to do everything in our power to take care of, you know, the animals and the land. And a lot of ways it does take care of us and it helps to heal us and it helps to do other things. And there's so many wonderful values that we can tie back for our families and our kids. And I guess that comes from me, from my educational, you know, standpoint with my parents being educators and ag educators, that in today's society, I think that even has a bigger value in terms of teaching kids the right values and the right morals and just a work ethic. And so I feel like that whether we have 10 acres, 2 acres, or 5,000 acres, the values and the things that we can implement and instill in our communities, the price tag there, you just can't put a price on it.
The folks that want to apply for this, is there, like, I know the deadline's coming up on August the 10th, so how do folks go about possibly getting this specialty grant?
Right. So what they can do is we essentially have an application, 2 pages, pretty short, a business plan, and then an interview. And they can either contact myself or Kate. And so my email is jsquires, S-Q-U-I-R-E-S, at modtech.edu. We've also been posting some things on Facebook. We have a Mid-America Technology Center Facebook page that we have, you know, things that we market and put on that as well. The Norman Farmers Market Manager, Kate Cooper, is also a contact and a resource as well. My phone number, I can share that, 405-449-7623. Again, if you contact one of us, we will get you the application and get you the information so that you can look at enrolling in one of these particular classes. Our goal is to try to have 40 producers, but it's not saying that we might have somebody that says, you know, I really want to do herbs and flowers, and that complements my business plan, and that's what I want to do. And 2 of those trainings happen to be, there's a floret flower farming class, there's a chestnut immersion herbal class, and so, you know, we would consider them being in both. It's going to depend on how many people apply and, you know, what they want to get out of it and how, you know, far they are into their business plan and opportunities that they're seeking. So I encourage anyone and everyone to apply.
Yeah.
And, you know, I feel like that we feel fortunate that Department of Agriculture, you know, went ahead and allowed us the opportunity to be a part of the grant. Because a lot of times these typically kind of flow through, I'm going to say more through the university level, as well as maybe like the Noble Foundation, you know, specialty groups that really do a lot more extensive research. And so luckily for us, I felt like we kind of got in at a entry level type of activity, but was educational based, maybe more so than, you know, the research base in terms of crop production or something like that.
It's not really limiting. Like you said, you're encouraging everyone to apply. So even if you're somebody that thinks, man, this could never work for me, we at least want to encourage you to reach out to Jonna and talk to you about it, because you never know. I mean, if it's added value to your farm, that's going to be a win.
Right. And I guess too, you know, sometimes We see generational farms and producers. Sometimes the young people come back, or somebody maybe on the farm says, I want to do agritourism, have a flower farm.
Yeah.
You know, maybe dad's got cattle and hay and a bunch of other things. And they're like, no. But again, if they have an interest and have the opportunity to have access to some land, we want to encourage that, because if there are other opportunities for them to diversify and make money and capture some more of those local dollars, that's what we want to do. And then we feel like, too, the promotional component to it, you know, it adds value. So however we can bring more money back into our economy for agriculture and really work with, like I said, sometimes the specialty crops just don't feel like they have as much support. And so, you know, it may take a little more digging or searching to find some of those, that information, or just, you know, good growers that can assist them. And that's kind of where we hope to fast track them and then give them the best in terms of the training. And what's great about the training too is, I don't know if you looked at it, but I mean, it's some of the best. And the other part of that is they have it for life. In terms of if they update, add more stuff, they have the opportunity to continue to access that. And the other part that we liked about it too, or we felt like was a great investment on our part, was some of the training has 1,000 hours. A lot of it is about 40 to 80 hours. So I don't want people to be overwhelmed by it. That's a lot of training. But again, it's self-paced. You know, I want to kind of remind people, you know, that's the whole beauty we felt was it was flexible to their schedule. You know, if you can't get on the computer until 10 o'clock at night, you can, that's when you can do it.
Absolutely.
And so, yeah, and then the fact that it can be anybody in the state of Oklahoma. So you don't have to live in South Central or central part of Oklahoma. You could be anywhere and be chosen, and hopefully it'll work for you and your schedule.
Well, we'll make sure that we put your name up there, so that's basically the way folks get an application. There's not like an online application.
Yes.
They just go through you.
Yeah, we have it. I don't have any other special place where it's posted. You know, I mean, I would like to say we do. We've got it listed with our Facebook page. You know, they can click on and it can take them to a link. They'll find it. But I kind of feel like, too, if they have any questions,
yeah,
for sure, call us. We don't have any hidden agendas or anything. And we do have a team that will actually vet them, interview them, and kind of go through their business plan. And so I feel like they're going to get the opportunity to be heard by several individuals about what they want to do and to try to help them in terms of the training and what's going to best fit for them. The other thing with that, they kind of rank the training of what, you know, is probably the one they would like to take the most to the least, and maybe we can do our best to match them with what it looks like will fit for their business plan.
Okay, Jonna, well, great information and a great program. Thank you so much for visiting with us today.
Well, thank you for having us, and we look forward to having producers apply and reach out to us and get involved in the program.